Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's little and sometimes big messes. Ever feel like you're constantly being pulled in a million different directions? Like there's this invisible pressure cooker ticking away inside your head. You know that feeling when you trip and fall, and instead of getting up, you just want to crawl under a rock and disappear? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Today we're talking about something super powerful, something that can actually help you shut down the internal critic and embrace the beautiful chaos of being human. Self-compassion. Think of it like this. Imagine your best friend is having a rough day. What do you do? You probably wouldn't pile on with judgment or criticism, right? Instead, you offer a listening ear, a warm hug, maybe even a slice of chocolate cake because that's what friends do. Well, self-compassion is all about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support you give to someone you love. Here are five key things to remember when it comes to practicing self-compassion. First off, understand that everyone messes up. It's part of the human experience. Seriously, there's no manual for life, we're all just winging it and learning as we go. But when you stumble, and trust me, you will, instead of beating yourself up about it, try saying something kind to yourself like, okay, this didn't go as planned, but that's okay. I'm learning and growing. Second, challenge those negative self-talk tapes. We all have that inner voice whispering doubts and criticisms. But what if you started rewiring those thoughts? Replace the I'm not good enough with I'm doing my best, and that's enough. Third, practice mindfulness. It's about being present in the moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Think of it like taking a mental step back from the chaos, just observing it all without getting swept away by the current. Fourth, remember that you are worthy of love and belonging, even when you make mistakes. You don't have to be perfect to be loved and accepted. Embrace your imperfections, they are what make you unique. Finally, cultivate self-care rituals that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's taking a walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, or simply spending time doing something you enjoy, these little moments of self-love can make a world of difference. Now, let's talk about vulnerability. Ever felt like you had to put on a brave face all the time? Like sharing your true feelings was somehow weakness? Well, guess what? Vulnerability isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of courage. It takes guts to show up authentically and let others see your real self. Think about it this way. Imagine trying to build a strong bridge with flimsy materials. It wouldn't last long, right? The same goes for relationships. We need to be vulnerable with each other to create genuine connections that can withstand the storms of life. Picture this. You're at work and you've been struggling with a particularly challenging project. Instead of pretending everything is fine, you decide to reach out to your colleague and ask for help. Now, that might feel scary, exposing your vulnerabilities, admitting you need support. But here's the thing. By doing so, you not only build trust with your colleague, but also open yourself up to a whole world of possibilities, learning, collaboration, and maybe even making a new friend. Remember, self-compassion and vulnerability are superpowers. They allow us to show up more fully in our lives, connect with others on a deeper level, and ultimately create a more fulfilling and meaningful experience for ourselves. So, what's the takeaway here? Start treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to a loved one. Challenge those negative self-talk tapes, practice mindfulness, and don't be afraid to show your vulnerability. The world needs your authentic self. Now, go out there and rock it, I believe in you. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need a little dose of self-compassion, leave a review if you loved it, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, stay calm, keep creating, and remember, you are amazing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.